Here's another story about student information in databases from commentator Lori Gottlieb.
When my last relationship ended, I decided that instead of registering with an online dating site, I'd cut to the chase and register with an online sperm bank. As soon as I logged on, I could search by height, weight, eye color, hair color, race, religion, favorite movies, music, books. It was exactly like Match.com, except for one thing. They also listed each guy's SAT score. At first, I thought this was ridiculous. I mean, not once have I asked a potential boyfriend his SAT score. I never even asked the men I came close to marrying. But hey, if the SAT measures intelligence, and intelligence is partly genetic, wouldn't I want to pick the guy with the best genes? I narrowed my search and found a Harvard architecture major with a 1580. But his responses freaked me out. His favorite color? Black. His favorite book? Lolita. His favorite movie? American Psycho. Down at 1450, I found a donor who wrote, "I like crafts that require precision, like knitting. I'm interested in interior design, and dance is my favorite hobby." Under sexual preference, he wrote, "heterosexual." I questioned his honesty. One donor scored a perfect 1600, but I ruled him out based on his bizarre serial killer penmanship. After all, Ted Kaczynski probably did well on his SATs. It turns out that the guys I hoped my child would emulate weren't the ones with the impressive scores. They mostly fell in the 12 and 1300 range. Above average, not exceptional. But these guys seemed cool and well-adjusted. Was it that dumber people are generally happier? Or that SATs don't measure the kind of intelligence I'm interested in? When I talked to a brainy male friend about my dilemma, he revealed that he scored a mere 1100, but now has a successful career in public policy. Another friend who writes for the New York Times admitted that she bombed her SATs, and her husband, who won an Oscar, never even took them. My shrink pointed out that I'm making the same mistake in picking a sperm donor as I often do with men. I'm seduced by their resumes, but then they turn out to be jerks. So I decided to make a healthy choice and picked a thoughtful, compassionate med student. His SATs were, okay. But his favorite film was Casablanca. And maybe if I date more nice guys like this, I won't need a sperm donor in the first place.
Lori Gottlieb is the author of the book Stick Figure.